If you're enjoying the show and you'd like to get more, maybe you want to get bonus episodes, maybe you want to get episodes early, maybe you'd like to join monthly video hangouts with me, Jeff, and other fans of the show, the way to find out how to do that is to go to patreon.com/wehaveconcerns.
Congratulations on your eye shaving.
Thanks, man. I made a dream to shave an eye, and then I did.
You did.
The Anthony Carboni story. This is We Have Concerns. Hi, Jeff Cannata.
Hi, Anthony Carboni.
Hello, concerned citizens.
Anthony.
Jeff.
I think it's safe to say that you and I are both skeptics.
Yes.
You know, we don't believe in the ghosts.
Is that when something gets really infected and it starts
that's,
oozing?
That's antiskeptic.
Oh, okay.
You put antiskeptic on it.
Gotcha.
We don't believe in ghosts. We don't believe in ESP.
No.
We don't believe in organized religion. You know, all of the popular falsehoods.
Not in the way that a lot of people do, no.
Yeah. One thing we haven't really discussed, I don't think.
Yeah.
UFOs.
Oh, they're out there.
The truth is out there?
Have we seen them? Have we made contact with them? Have they been here? That I cannot say. And I will not say that there is that.
And you certainly won't say on the record.
No, certainly not. And certainly not on a recording device. But
if you meet me in a tunnel.
Yeah.
Coordinates I will deliver to you through a series of napkins left at strategic Arby's locations.
Which is really just—it's just a trail of napkins. All I'm doing is leaving a trail. When I say coordinates, I don't understand coordinates or how they work. So I'm just going to leave a trail of napkins that leads to the tunnel outside of my favorite Arby's. Go to my favorite Arby's.
Yeah, find my favorite Arby's.
Find my favorite
which
Arby's.
Is every Arby's.
You'll see it on my Instagram. I'm constantly taking pictures with my favorite Arby's and just slathering horsey sauce on things.
Order the roast beef.
Follow my Instagram. Horsey sauce on things. No, I definitely do believe we've talked. One of our first episodes was about this. The universe is too big. The universe is too big. There are aliens out there.
So I agree with that. I think there are aliens out there, but there's a difference in are there aliens out there and have they visited us?
Oh, that I can't be 100% sure of, or at least I couldn't.
Right. Well, I think there's a lot of people who consider themselves not given to crazy thought, but also still believe that aliens have been here.
Sure.
You know?
Sure. And like a tinfoil hat, but under a regular hat, so right. You don't look crazy.
Yeah. And I've always been pretty skeptical on the idea of...
I wear a layer of tinfoil under every piece of clothing.
That's smart. That's just smart. That's just for comfort.
That's just... It's good for just keeping the freshness in.
You want to maintain that freshness.
I don't want to get freezer burned.
If it's good for the lasagna, it's good for my body. You know what I'm saying?
That's, you know... That is what they always say. That is a good just kind of like rule of thumb that doctors have always told me.
Right.
If it's good for lasagna, it's good for you.
Yeah, it's called the Garfield rule. because of Dr. Garfield.
Because of Dr. Andrew Garfield. I bet you didn't know that's why he stopped being Spider-Man.
He had to keep doctoring.
Yep. but no, I assume that we are leading into something. A lot of people sent us this.
Yes.
This is obviously big, big news over the last couple
of
days.
Big, big news. The truth is out there. It turns out that whether or not aliens are real, at least the X-Files is real. We have legit X-Files. It turns out we, the government, by the way, this was a story sent to us by Nove the Great and many others, as you said. Nove the Great posted it on our subreddit, which is wehaveconcerns.reddit.com. And this is about how, starting in 2007, there was a legit funded program in the United States, in our government, to look into UFOs, to figure out if the truth is out there. Literally an X-Files program. It's so X-Files, in fact, it was off the books.
Oh, hell yeah.
Black money.
Ooh, that black money.
Yeah.
Where did it come from? Where'd that money come from?
This is money that comes out of the defense budget, $600 billion annual defense budget, $22 million scraped out of that, but done off the books, it was not
when
classified.
When you have a $600 billion budget, $22 million is basically petty cash.
Yeah, you
$22 million is like a 4-star general walking out on his way to lunch, and he's like, "Oh, hey, Nancy, I just need a. I'm gonna go to lunch. Mm-hmm. I think I'm gonna hit the Sizzler, so I need $10. Oh, and then I'm gonna start an off the books black secret program.
Okay,
to find aliens and see how that turns out. And I'm gonna need $22 million out of petty cash for that.
Sure, no problem. I'll sign for it and leave it on. I'm just gonna give $30 million, and then you can just like."
I'll bring back any change.
It's in the give a million, leave a million dish here on my desk.
Great. Hey, National Endowment for the Arts. I'm going to lunch at Sizzler. Do you guys want to go?
We've just been crying all day.
How can you hold the Sizzler over our heads? Like we have $10.
Oh, God. I just want an all-you-can-eat once in my life. And that's the story of our national budget. No, yeah, this is money that was not appropriated as UFO money. Mm-hmm. It was appropriated as something else, and it was used as UFO money. And yeah. Harry Reid, actually, who used to be the Senate Majority Leader when the Democrats were in charge, he's the guy who spearheaded this effort.
God damn, man. Let me tell you something. You can be on whatever side you want. You can be partisan towards whoever you want to be partisan towards. Let me tell you something. When it came down to it, who started the fucking X-Files?
That's right. Harry Reid, the Democrat.
The fucking Democrats started the X-Files.
That's right. And honestly, I know this has been a year of very depressing politics. Nobody knows that better than me. But I love the fact that here we are heading into the home stretch of 2017. And we can talk about something we can all unite behind that the government did that was good.
The government did something. And here's what's up. We're always talking about how we want government transparency. We want the government to be up, to be straight with us. We want to know where all that money's going. I think we all know that silently, the exception to that rule is the X-Files.
Yeah, let them have the X-Files.
Like, just let them have, like, we want to know where every penny's going. But if you guys need, like, $22 million
just
to, like,
use
find
it for
a,
the X-Files.
Like, for the X-Files, like, anything else. Like, we want to know. And you work for us. We don't work for you. But, like, if you need it.
The thing I love the most about this is that Harry Reid, who doesn't seem like a bro I would hang with.
Yeah.
He is acting the way I would act if I got into any position of power. I'd be like, I'm here to serve the people. I want to pass some healthcare reform. I have an agenda. I was here. People voted for me. But like, what do I need to do to get the X-Files into the budget?
But like, let's
what
talk
do I need
about
to do?
How
I finally am here. I got power. What do I need to do?
What's it going to take to get like a guy who comes in every once in a while when I'm in a meeting about like getting new money for roads, getting them repaid.
Let's talk about infrastructure. We're going to definitely work on that.
I'm like having a pothole meeting. Like what's it take like in the middle of a pothole meeting to have like a guy come in a black suit and just whisper in my ear.
Then
I look and I go, I'm so sorry, mayor, whoever you are, I just need 15 minutes. Yeah. And then I push a button in my desk. And it's not like a Matt Lauer button. It's like the anti Matt Lauer button.
Right.
Where like I push the button and cool shit happens.
Yeah.
Like in the 1980s Spider-Man cartoon where he's like living with Aunt May and he pushes a button and it's like
whole house transforms.
$2 million worth of computers.
Yeah.
Great.
We still got $20 million more to spend.
We got $20 million just for the buffet when they show up because we don't know what they eat.
We got to have one of everything. Let's get to the Sizzler, figure out what we need.
We got to go to the Sizzler. We got to go to the fucking Quincy's. We got to go to
Red Lobster, all of them.
What's the one that has 7 different kinds of meat and it's on their sign?
Oh, the Fogo de Chao? So good.
There's one that's just in the South, a buffet that says underneath, like on its sign, that they have 7 different kinds of meat.
I wouldn't know.
And I was like, I remember looking at that as a young lad in Florida and being like,
are there
like,
7 different kinds of meats?
Right. Well, like, it's like, no, you don't no. have that. You maybe have like beef, chicken, and pork. Like, let's get down to what these are. Maybe a lamb?
Yeah, probably
goat
a lamb.
Seems a little adventurous for an all-you-can-eat buffet.
Ostrich?
Emu? Where are we going?
Buffalo?
Buffalo? I don't know.
What else are we
Seems
eating?
Like maybe not.
Yeah.
Give me $22 million to figure out what the seven different kinds of meat at that buffet are.
That's money well
spent. Because I don't trust it.
No.
So Harry Reid starts this program.
Yeah, 2007, it gets started.
It was money that was for something else. Did they say what that money was for?
It was in the defense budget. They carved it out of the defense budget.
But what did they say it was going towards? Or did they?
It was just...
Golden Corral, Jeff.
That was the one?
Golden Corral has seven different kinds of meat. Mm-hmm. But what are they? Sorry, I had asked you a question and then I interrupted
you. It's okay. It was undesignated, right? It was part of, so the defense budget has like black ops,
yeah,
which it's all classified. And some of what they found is still classified, but they have declassified some of it. And basically, they called it the Advanced Aerospace Threat Identification Program.
Oh, hell yeah.
So basically,
I don't like their attitude. Right off the bat, I don't like that attitude.
I think this is the way you get shit like that funded. You go, there may be threats, so we got to identify. I don't think Harry Reid is like, the aliens are coming to get us.
What about the unidentified aerial friend assessment?
This is how you get $22 million to fall
out of a couch
cushion. I want
that aerial friend assessment. You know what I'm saying?
I hope that we approach them as friends. Right. We got to go doo-doo-doo, not... Shoot not first, ask not get the hell off my earth for what Will Smith says.
Welcome to Earth.
Yeah.
And he says Earth.
Okay.
He says TH.
All right.
He does.
All right.
I know that we've popularized it as Welcome to Earth, but let's give Will Smith a little bit of credit.
All right. Although I hear that Bright is not good. I heard it's not good. Anyway, we're not going to tangent into that. So that's how they get the money is they say, what if there's threats? And then money starts flowing in our government, right? So
Harry Reid takes $22 million. He says, I'm going to assess interstellar threats, intergalactic threats, space threats.
Yeah.
Well, shit, man. We know about this program now. How do we know about it? And what did they find?
Well, it got defunded and declassified. Although parts of it remain classified.
All we found were friends.
All we found were friends. No enemies. And so
all these aliens kept landing being like, what's up? And they were like, it's like, no, we came in peace. And it's like, oh, shit.
Well, we don't need
money for
this. Program
failed again. Don't come in peace. Haven't you heard? We don't like that.
We could have done this with the other 598 million, a billion that we had making weapons. We could have blasted these guys away with that. We didn't need this extra money to identify
them. Just walk right into our guns every time.
these guys
aren't threats. Defunded.
No, they found some crazy shit. In fact... One of the things that's been making the rounds on the internet, I'm sure a lot of people listening have already seen, is this video from 2004 of U.S. military jets encountering an unidentified flying object that behaves in ways you don't see things behave. And the cool part is they released the audio of the two Navy fighter pilots talking to each other going like, what is that? Whoa, look at that. It's a whole fleet of them. Oh my God. They're moving in ways that you're not supposed to.
That is crazy. I mean, I'm not crazy, am I, Jim? You're seeing this, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm seeing it. I think we got to report this, Bill. I think we got to report this.
Holy shit, man. I mean, I've always said there are things in life that we just can't explain. Like, seven meats?
Yeah, I know.
Like, what are they?
One of them has got to be just everything else that tastes like chicken.
I think they're counting different parts of chicken as, whoa, where'd that thing go?
Oh. It's off the radar.
It's off the radar.
God damn, that moves
it's
fast.
It's off the radar. You know like these four different kinds of meat.
You know what else moves fast?
What?
Cheetahs. You think cheetah is one of those meats?
Man, there's got to be a law against that, though, don't you think?
I don't know how you get to seven without eating cheetah.
Gold one, gold two, this is NORAD. Are you picking up what we're picking up?
Yeah, some meat discussions? Is that what you guys are picking up?
Yeah, we were saying we were going to pick up some Golden Corral, and we wanted to know which of the seven different kinds, because they don't label it, they just give it a number.
Oh, God.
Like, what number meat do you want? One of them is kind of more brown than the others, and then one is in a sauce.
I've always been curious about a number six, I just haven't had the guts to try it.
Wow, man, I'll tell you what, you see one alien, and you're just ready for anything. By the way, NORAD, we found aliens.
So that was basically how it went down, and it's crazy, dude. You see this thing on the video. It's a black and white video, and the craft, the thing, moves in a way that things shouldn't move.
No, this is...
It's flying against the wind. It shouldn't be able to do that.
We're in, like, weather balloon, reflecting off of fog. We're in, like, that sort of territory now. Like,
right.
This is the stuff that they always told us, like, oh, who knows, man. Like, nah, we were
it's
just
probably
we were
nothing.
Doing a test, or we were doing a thing, or we were doing this, or we were doing that. How do they explain this thing?
Well, they don't. They say that part of the how they spent the $22 million was that they
was killing everyone that actually saw it.
Yes, there was a murder program. they built a structure in Las Vegas that.
Oh, does that structure have a number? Maybe. Right outside of Vegas? Does it maybe have, were there 50 other structures before it maybe, Jeff?
That's weird that you say that, because yeah, there were exactly 50 other
That's
structures.
That's weird, and so they built a 51st area.
Yeah, it's like an area in near Vegas that they built. There was 50 more of them.
Yeah.
And they
But they those were being used.
Right.
So they needed like a 51st area.
Yeah. You could call it that. They called it.
But this is not area. No, this is not actually Area 51. Area 51 has been on the map for decades. This right. is a new facility.
New
that
facility
about.
That they specifically
it was already
built.
Area 51 was already full of alien artifacts, and they needed a place for Harry Reid's alien artifacts. Yeah.
Harry didn't want to mix his new alien stuff with all the old
he
alien
can't.
Stuff.
They just
old alien stuff from the '50s looks so out of date.
It's ridiculous.
It's
we
all
already
UFO looking.
We already got CAT scans and fighter jets and radar from them.
Yeah,
like we got everything we were gonna get.
Those look like literally flying saucers. And who even uses a saucer anymore?
It's not even a cool shape.
Not even cool. Anyway, so they built this facility to house materials that we have recovered of unidentifiable origin. So we literally have materials that we don't know what is.
Oh, what shit! Is that? We got fucking vibranium in this bitch.
we got some fucking vibranium.
Oh my god!
Yeah. Now, they interviewed for the... By the way, this article is from the New York Times. This is like legit mainstream
media.
Oh,
my God! This isn't from some zine some kid made.
No.
This isn't from a blog. This isn't like... This isn't some weird like shit.freesites.com.
Right.
This is the New York fucking Times. And the New York fucking Times says we have alien space metal in Las Vegas.
That's true.
Go see... You can see... You can go to Las Vegas, see no fewer than 3 Cirque du Soleils, and then round out your day with some alien fucking metal.
Yeah.
And then a buffet that legitimately has 7 different kinds of meat.
And that...
They will feed you an emu in Vegas.
Yeah, and for $3.99.
Because you're spending your cash.
Yeah, you're pot
committed.
They
make that emu money back.
Get that emu money. Yeah, $22 million is a bargain in Vegas.
Holy shit, what is this alien metal? What are we doing with it?
We are looking at it and trying to figure out what it is. We
don't know what
it is.
Does it whisper to anyone?
I'm sure it's got to be whispering constantly. There is an interview with an MIT professor that basically said in this article, he basically says, just because we don't know what it is doesn't mean it's not from this earth.
What?
It could literally
the hell?
He's like, let's not leap to conclusions. It could be of this earth.
Yeah.
We just have never seen it, but we just haven't looked at this thing before ever. Maybe it was just lying around and we found it and it was still of this earth, just not something we've ever, you know, in the 2000 years of human history ever perceived.
And then after he said that, his eyes blinked and then blinked horizontally. Like he had 2 sets of eyelids.
Yeah.
It was real quick though.
Yeah.
And it could
just
slow
down the video.
I was just real tired. I may not have actually seen it.
It certainly looked like that.
It seemed like it.
Yeah.
And then
was his tongue forked?
What's weird is I don't remember leaving the building. Like, I know we're outside of the building.
Right.
I remember him giving the statement.
Yeah.
I remember there was a buffet afterwards with 8 different kinds of meat.
Delicious.
Because MIT's got that cash.
You got that cash to get that 8th meat.
And then I remember being in the car on the way home, but I don't remember going to the car.
And was his tongue forked?
That's a great question.
Or did he just have a little bit of... 8th meat.
He had
there.
That 8th meat hanging out, which is Gila Monster.
It's Gila Monster. Tastes like chicken.
This is fucked up. What are we doing with this metal? How much information do we have on this metal? What's going on with this metal?
We don't know. The cool thing about this program
is... Who gets
is,
the metal now that this program is shut
doesn't
down?
Doesn't say, dude.
It MIT?
Just, doesn't say. I guess the government still has it somewhere. I don't know. It's crazy.
Some fucking door in the Pentagon that's got a map of your fire exits.
Yeah.
And then you open it up.
It's got walls, corridors and corridors of wood boxes. And one of them is marked Ark of the Covenant. And the other is unidentifiable metal that we can't figure out.
One's marked Samantha Mulder.
Yeah. Yeah. It's all
this
in there.
This is fucked up. So is it just sitting in Vegas in a warehouse?
I guess. We defunded it. We ain't got money for that.
We found alien metal and then decided we're good.
Yeah. So in 2009...
We found alien metal, Jeff, and then decided we're good. No thank you. We will no longer be spending time or money on this.
Listen, it gets worse, Anthony. Listen to this. In 2009, Harry Reid decided that the program had made such extraordinary discoveries that he argued for heightened security to protect it. He wrote, "Much progress has been made with the identification of highly sensitive, unconventional aerospace-related findings." And he asked for more security to protect it.
Oh my God. All of the conspiracy YouTube channels I follow as a goof are going to have such a time.
They all have boners. Such huge space
They've
boners.
They've got such conspiracy boners right now. Let me ask you something, Jeff. Yeah. This started in 2007, but we believe that there were previous programs that served the same purpose,
right? Yeah, in the 40s and 50s, supposedly, there were similar government-sponsored programs.
Yeah, of course there were. Of course there were. And we kind of, but in the interim, I have to believe there were other things.
Yeah.
I have to.
I can't imagine. Because
we stopped in the 50s and then we were like, we're good. We're good on aliens. And
I think they got too close to the truth. And there's a group that works outside the confines of budgetary restrictions.
Ooh, you know Illuminati! What I mean?
Yeah. And they're like,
New World Order!
We're going to defund.
Denver Airport!
And guess who? You know who's not in power in the Senate anymore? Harry Reid. Make the connections yourself.
Here's what I think. I think we got into the 50s and 60s. We got into the Cold War. We got into the rise of communism. And we got super worried, like all the way through the 80s with Russia. I think we got in such a place where we were so worried about terrestrial enemies that maybe we did stop focusing on extraterrestrial.
Yeah.
And the stuff that was kept, and the extraterrestrial research was kept to the sort of stuff that we know about, like SETI and things like that, like benevolent scientific research. That's just like, hey, let's figure out the science of things being out there.
Instead of blasting it out of the skies.
Yeah. But like, we get into like later part of last decade.
Yeah.
Everything's sort of chilling out.
Post 9/11 world. Now maybe things we should be scared about more stuff.
Yeah. Maybe that's what happened. I believe that there are still programs that we didn't know about. Whether they found something or not, I don't know.
Does this convince you that it's more or less likely that we've actually been visited by aliens?
Well, here's what's up. In addition to this material, I keep saying metal, but it's a material.
Right.
In addition to this material potentially being from Earth, this material could potentially be naturally occurring as well.
Right.
We're not getting any details on that. There could be planets, asteroids, meteors, things that are out there that contain elements that we have yet to discover.
Right.
And this could be that. And it could be that this is a new element that we were unaware of that was found by a program that happened to be looking through a lens of alien activity.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Because it was found by the alien boys doesn't mean that it's an alien thing.
Right. It doesn't explain all the glyphs that were on it.
No. But those glyphs, once again, could be naturally occurring scoring in the metal and rock.
Naturally occurring glyphs.
It seems like there are patterns to the symbols. Yeah. But
it
we
seems
can't
like
really
they're a
say.
Warning of some kind,
it's,
but
it seems
who knows?
Like it seems like it's giving me dreams, like strange dreams that I've never had before that are warning me something of ill portent is coming.
And it takes me twice as long to blink, but I can't really tell.
Also, I feel like I have a higher dynamic range to my sight. If that's
and
a
all
thing.
I want to eat is meat number 8.
I want eighth meat. Y'all, what do you think about this?
You convinced?
Are you
the truth out there?
Is this it? Is it aliens? Do you have a conspiracy boner for this? Or do you, are you like, tranquilo, let's figure this out. Let's figure this out first. let's get this rock into the hands of the scientific community now.
Right.
And see what happens. You can let us know on Twitter. You can hashtag those. Eighth meat. And you can just use the number 8. There's no reason. There's no reason to spell out 8.
Yeah.
Don't do that. We don't have time. We've got bigger things to discuss.
That's right.
And hey, y'all, it's too late.
Just in general.
But also specifically.
Just wanted to let you know it's too late.
But also to get any We Have Concerns merchandise before the new year.
It's too late.
It's too late, but it's also too late for humanity. What it's not too late to do is head to patreon.com/wehaveconcerns and sign up for one of our many, many levels that give you extra goodies.
We need that. We need a shirt. We have concerns. It's too late. It's too late.
That's actually a great shirt.
It's too late.
Actually, you know what? Head to the store after January 1st and we'll have an It's Too Late t-shirt. Yeah, we're going to make that. But also go to patreon.com/wehaveconcerns.